It's time to take a break with Gene and Mary. I guess we can't leave that in there.
I don't know if we can leave that word in or not.
All right, one more time. This is it. This is it.
If this doesn't work, play Popeye.
Okay. You know what? I'm going to. All right. One more time. This is it. Final. Ready?
Your final, starts final now. Answer?
Final answer. It's time to take a break with Gene and Mary every weekday at noon Eastern time. Join us as we talk about what's on our minds. Email us at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com or interact with us on Facebook for your chance to win a pork chop participation prize every week.
Warning, side effects may include jocularity, increased knowledge, and a great way to spend 15 minutes.
Uh-huh.
Well, hello, Gene. How are you today?
Hi, Mary. How are you? I'm good.
I'm good. It's February 8th. Can you believe it?
Crazy.
Yeah, time flies when you're having fun or when you're working really hard and only get a break at noon to take a break with Gene and Mary.
Yeah, that's it. That's what it is.
I had two people call me the Energizer Bunny last week, and I thought, who, me?
Yeah, no, you keep things going right along, even when I get slowing down. So
well, when
good.
I think of the Energizer Bunny, I think of somebody who moves really fast and boom, 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 boom on the drum. But I guess I do that in my own way.
Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah. And one of the ways is introducing everybody to a new word every weekday.
Word of the day.
Would you like to have today's word of the day, Gene?
I'd love to, please.
It is siren.
Siren.
Yeah, what do you think of when you hear the word siren?
Yeah,
like an ambulance or a fire truck or a police car.
Mm-hmm.
That's all well and good. But the word I'm thinking of comes from Greek mythology. Sirens.
Really?
Sirens were half, they were creatures. They weren't people necessarily. They were half bird and half woman. Sometimes they were like mermaids. They lured sailors to destruction by the sweetness of their song. Now, according to Homer, who was a writer, a Greek writer, and he wrote the Iliad and Ulysses, I think they were both poems. There were two sirens on an island in the Western Sea between Aina and the rocks of Scylla. And if you have ever read Ulysses, you know that Ulysses rode on a ship and he made all of his men, all of the sailors, put on blindfolds and stuff something in their ear. I think it was wax. Stuff something into their ear so they could not see or hear the sirens. He wanted to see them and hear them. And it nearly drove him mad because the songs were so beautiful. I have to get this little story out. You know, me and my anecdotes. Sister's grandson was about 3 years old when his sister was 7 or 8, and she was playing in a piano recital. Well, one of the teachers came on and did a performance of, I remembered, but I forgot a moment ago. Anyway, she played a recital, played a song, one of the classicals. I want to say it was a Beethoven piece.
Mm-hmm.
And my niece's husband took a picture or a video of his son. He was just so wrapped up in the music that he cried, just softly weeping at the beauty of the music. That video went viral. It has gone around the world. And if you wanted to look up on YouTube, toddler weeps at classical, something like that. Toddler weeps at music. But it's just fascinating. And this child is now composing his own music. He's now 6 or 7. So beautiful music can make you cry. Never gone quite mad. Maybe I've been mad when I couldn't go to Woodstock as a child. I was way too young. Thank goodness, because I would have been there in a heartbeat.
Well, you know, music can make you cry. But if you never heard before, there was a composer named Stravinsky that wrote something called Rite of Spring that's really famous.
Love that
song. When it premiered, it was so completely at odds with everything that anybody knew as normal. They rioted and ran from the theater.
Wow.
When it performed in its opening performance.
Well, I guess if you think you're going in to listen to Taylor Swift and you get to the concert area and it's Green Day or
AC/DC comes out with no shirt on.
Somebody really, really complex.
Yeah.
Then you might not like it too much.
It'd be different.
Yeah.
Well, these are like Victorians, you know, coming out of the Victorian age.
For them to riot, that's pretty strict. Ah. Yeah. They didn't like it. Well, like I said, today is the 8th of February. That means it's Boy Scouts Day. Were you a Boy Scout?
I was, yes.
Interesting.
Mostly a Cub Scout.
My kids went to join. I'm not sure if they decided or their dad decided for them that it was too chaotic, so they didn't like it, that they didn't stay.
Huh. Well, I joined it to tie knots. I learned to tie knots.
Oh.
What I wanted to do.
So you were ahead of schedule when you joined the Navy then?
Yeah. I went join the Navy to tie knots. And so when they set me in front of a typewriter, it was like, whoa, wait a minute. This isn't what I came for.
That's funny. It's also clean out your computer day.
Always a good day for that.
So now I tried shaking my laptop upside down and nothing fell out. So I guess it's clean, right?
I guess.
No, I'm sure they're talking about discarding things you no longer need. And I try to do that every now and then. I don't do it always on February 8th, but I do try to empty out the trash folder and go through and find broken files that don't work anymore. I have a lot of files on my computer that I transferred when I had older programs. Mm-hmm. I can't even open them anymore. It's crazy. I'm talking about from 25 years ago when I first got a computer.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Today is also Iowa Day, but we're not going to talk about Iowa Day like we talked about Florida Day.
No.
It's Kite Flying Day.
Uh-huh.
But here on Take a Break with Gene and Mary, it is Josephine Baker Day.
Josephine Baker, yes.
Now, have you ever heard of Josephine Baker?
Oh, my, yes. I remember she was famous.
Yes, and quite a beauty.
Yes.
She was born in 1906. She was American born, but she was a French entertainer, a French resistance agent, and a civil rights activist.
Mm-hmm.
So according to our lovely research assistant, Barb Marino, Josephine Baker symbolized the beauty and vitality of Black American culture. She was the first Black woman to star in a major motion picture. And this is why our word of the day was siren. It was a silent film that she was in, and it was called Siren of the Tropics.
Mm.
She spent most of her life fighting racism. She knew firsthand how demeaning it was, how unpleasant racial segregation was, and how unfair the law of the times were. The law of the times was, whatever. She was a dancer and a singer. She became wildly popular in her adopted country of France. Now, I know I once did a book review, or actually it was an interview of an author who wrote a book. His name, the subject of the book was Henry somebody. I can't remember his name, and I don't remember the author, and I apologize for that. This was probably 10 or more years ago. The subject of the book was a Black American from Alabama or Mississippi, one of the southern states, who always wanted to fly. And he was born around the same time that Josephine Baker was. He found a way to get to France and learned to fly over there, and he came back to the United States as a hero, as a war hero. I thought about that when I realized that Josephine Baker went to France and adopted that country as her own. And I knew of other, in fact, if you remember, Be Unique did a book review on a book called Black Man on the Titanic.
Mm-hmm.
3 or 4 months back. The book was about a Black man who also lived in France, and he was on the Titanic. A lot of these people are not historically known. They're becoming more historically known, but history has overlooked them because of the political climate of the times before now. But
well, if you remember a previous show, we talked about the Statue of Liberty being a gift from France to the U.S. to commemorate the end of slavery.
Absolutely.
The climate in France was definitely different than it was in the U.S. And that's when Baker, she was popular in France and was drawn toward that.
when I read what Barb had researched, I did a little more research of my own because I wanted to know, why did so many Black Americans go to France? They immigrated to France. Also, did you know, well, I'm getting ahead of myself. Paris, especially, is rich in Black history. They flocked there since the 19th century, and it has been known as a beacon of freedom and tolerance for African Americans. Why Paris rather than other cities? Because Paris was one of the more modern cities, I guess you'd say. But also, Paris was known as the City of Lights. Did you know that? Do you know why?
No.
I had to look that up too.
Okay.
Because one thing leads to another for me. And there are times I have to just say enough research, Mary, just write it down, just move on. Paris is referred to as the City of Light, not lights. In French, it's la ville lumière, both because of its leading role during the Age of Enlightenment, but also literally because Paris was one of the first large European cities to use gas streetlights on a grand scale on its boulevards and monuments. And you'll see, if you look at a picture of Paris at night, it's all lighted up. The Eiffel Tower is lighted and all the streets are just brilliant. So that's our story on Josephine Baker and sirens and City of Lights.
Well, by golly, I'll tell you, I definitely learned a lot, which is always fun. Jocularity is a given, but my increased knowledge is amazing every time. And we're sure happy everybody out there, all you listeners, joined us. Take a break with us. Really happy. Now, look forward to hearing from you guys online. If you'll interact with us on Facebook or visit beunique.org for details about all of our shows.
That's beunique.org.
See y'all.
Bye, everybody.